This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich James, your host for the show. Flick the tab on ice cold one, kick back, and enjoy the jams. Well, the United States has launched what they're calling a lunar flyby 10-day mission this past Wednesday, and of course, it provided inspiration for music to reflect on space travel. Without any second thoughts, the first rocket song to come to my mind was Elton John's famed 1972 hit, Rocket Man, which came out around the same time Apollo 16 mission, which sent men to the moon for the fifth time, number five. Fast forward, when President Donald J. Trump was speaking at the United Nations in September 2017, he denounced North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, referring to him as Rocket Man because of his missile program. What a way to cut Elton John's song.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Be a long, long time.
think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Thank you.
singing out in the wind. The fire of the Subaru, and let's all jump in. Don't you know? Don't you know? A country road may take us until the end, but the bigger, better deal is just around the bend. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know?
To be free, and the
That was Boston singing Holly Ann. And before that, the Michael Bott Band 2023 vintage with Beautiful Day. And still before that, the group 10 Years After. Yes, that's the group. Anyways, 1972 with Here They Come. A chronicle of Barbra Streisand's awards runs several pages, encompassing film, theater, live performances, television, records, even the best dressed. She placed 18 singles on the Hot 100 between 1964 and 1972. These hits ranged from show tunes like He Touched Me to humorous pop songs like his next hit, Secondhand Rose, which charted number 32 in 1966.
Father has a business, strictly secondhand. Everything from toothpicks to a baby grand. Stuff in our apartment came from Father's store. Even clothes I'm wearing, someone wore before. It's no wonder that I feel abused. I never get a thing that ain't been used. I'm wearing second-hand hats, second-hand clothes. That's why they call me Second-Hand Rose. Even our piano in the cents on the dollar. Second-hand pearls I'm wearing, second-hand curls. I never get a single thing that's new. Even Jake the plumber, he's the man I adore. He had the nerve to tell me he's been mad before. Everyone knows that I'm just Secondhand Rose from Second Avenue. From Second Avenue. No.
Carole King with Only Love Is Real. And before that, to Guess Who with Heartbroken Bopper. And still before that, Jimmy Webb, Angel Heart. What do you get when you combine one of the greatest pop singers with one of the great gospel singers? You get Whitney Houston and CeCe Winans. They duetted with an uplifting song, Count On Me, reaching number 8 on the Billboard chart, which is about leaning on a friend for support when needed. The song is from the movie Waiting to Exhale and was released as the 4th single from that soundtrack album.
Helping you to carry on. Call me, I will be there. Just don't give in, 'cause you can't. Tell me that you turned down the man who asks for your hand. Is he waiting for me? And I know you're gonna be away a while, but I've got no plans at all to leave. Would you take away my hopes and dreams and just stay with me? Ooh, all my senses come to life while I'm stumbling home as drunk as I have ever been, and I'll never leave again. 'Cause you are the only one, and all my friends have gone to find another place to let their hearts collide. Just promise me you'll never leave again. 'Cause you are the only one. Take my hand and my heart and soul. I will only have these eyes for you. You know, everything changes, but we'll be strangers if we see this through. You could stay within these walls and bleed, or just stay with me. Oh Lord, now all my senses come to life while I'm stumbling home as drunk as I ever been, and I'll never leave again. 'Cause you are the only one, and all my friends have gone to find another place to let their hearts collide. Just promise me you'll always be a friend. 'Cause you are the only.
TGIF, Thank Goodness It's Friday, by Doug Brown and the Omens, 1967 vintage. And before that, Ed Sheeran with One. And still before that, Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams. And you're tuning in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich Change, your host, as we continue spinning platters, turning CDs, flipping the tapes, and bringing some great stuff. I'm surprised about pop singer John Miles only had 3 songs in the Billboard Hot 100, with only one, Slow Down, in the top 40. In my humble opinion, he has a great beat fortified with super percussion and brass. His high-energy song provides some great advice to the listener. The lyrics focus on taking it easy, avoiding the stress of constant rushing, and realizing life is moving too quickly, encouraging the listener to find balance before they lose their way or burn out. Story of many people's lives.
forget me ever. Just listen to my plea. Please don't stop loving me. You're in my dreams nightly. Don't take my love lightly. Begging on bended knees. Please don't stop loving me. Oh, when I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord your love I'll keep. If I should die before I wake, I'll come back for you. That's no mistake. Oh, I'll love you forever. Can't forget you ever. Our love was meant to be. Please don't stop loving me. Loving me. Please don't stop loving me.
All-girl teenage band Pleasure Seekers, featuring Suzy Quatro, had a few interesting tunes from the mid-60s, including one entitled What a Way to Die. The lyrics to the song note how much a girl loves her man. She gives him a choice. Either he jumps up, gets to her right now, or she's going to start chugging one or more of her favorite beers, including Detroit's finest Stroh's, Schlitz, and Colt 45. You decide.
Bye. Sing along. Reasons. It's the power of community. Authenticity changes your reality.
Reasons. I know it's hard to believe when they're yelling in your ear and it's the only voice you're able to hear.
Reasons.
But you raise up your fist and you learn to resist and you say, I will not disappear. 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 I will not disappear.
Side. before she rises up in the morning. And she works till we passed us. Woman better slow down. Well, she's gonna come down hard. Woman's work is never done.
People
That was Jesse Colin Young with Light Shine. And before that, Tracy Chapman with Women's Work. And still before that, Janis Ian with Resist. Marvin Gaye was watching his sister do a little dance when she just moved her hands and her thumbs pointed out like she was hitchhiking. That inspired his first top 30 song, appropriately titled Hitchhike. Gaye thrilled the audience when he performed the song and its accompanying hitchhike dance on American Bandstand. Well, the singer had always resisted dance routines because he thought they were an affront to the artistry of the songs. But the hitchhike sparked a brief dance craze.
Mountain to climb. You need turn. When I turned 27, everything started to change. Took a long time, but I learned. There's two kinds of people. One is a giver, the one's always trying to take all they can take. So I'm saying goodbye to the people that I feel are real good at wasting my time. No regrets, baby, I just think that maybe you go your way and I'll go mine. It's been a real good time. You got dark energy, something I can't unsee, and I've got to take care of.
That was Jackson Browne singing Minutes to Downtown. And before that, Casey Musgraves with Deeper Well. And still before that, the kind of country rock singer Ronnie Dove with One More Mountain to Climb. Great song. And you're tuned in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich Jennings, your host. And we're going to continue bringing some great music here. George Harrison wrote his 1961 song all those years ago as a tribute to John Lennon, who was shot and killed the year before. Well, Harrison remained friends with Lennon after the Beatles broke up. Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney, and Linda McCartney played on this along with Denny Lane from the McCartney's band Wings.
Shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog. And you were the one who had made it so clear all those years ago. Talking all about how to give. They don't act with much honesty.
It's mine to spend. Think to myself. things I've known, and it's not so bad all alone, coming home to myself again. It's not so bad to get lost in my tears and to laugh and to cry for the years gone by. Oh my, oh my. Now, somehow I know I've come a long way, got a long to go, but something inside is making me strong, and in the bad times I'll get along, 'cause it's not so bad all alone, coming home to myself.
since I met this little woman. I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell ya, I can't sleep at night.
Brothers and Sister Rose, 1972 vintage, and it actually went to two on the charts, number two on the charts. And anyway, Too Late to Turn Back Now, great song. And before that, The Outsiders with Help Me Girl. And still before that, Melissa Manchester with Home to Myself. Mike Love, cousin to Brian Carl and Dennis Wilson, all co-founders of the Beach Boys, released 3 albums in 3 consecutive years, 2017, 18, and 19. Well, I purchased the first of those 3 albums entitled Unleash My Love, thinking maybe it had merit. I took a chance. Not a bad album. One of the tracks from that album, All the Love in Paris, bores down on loving a squeeze more than anything else in Paris.
Talking about all the love. hold a candle to this love that's ours tonight.
All the love,
all the love,
all the love,
all the love. Talking about
all the love,
all the love,
all the love,
all the love
in Paris.
All the love
to the moon,
all the love.
Talking about
so they can help pollute the air.
That was the Grassroots with Runway, you know, like flying. And before that, the Stylistics with People Make the World Go Round. And still before that, John Fogerty with Hot Rod Heart. The key theme to indie folk artist Joan Shelley's 2017 song, If the Storms Never Came, suggests that without turmoil, people would lack strength and character. The storms represent the essential rain needed to grow, implying that hardship is necessary for emotional or spiritual cultivation. Well, the lyrics imply the ongoing anticipation of the storms expected with life.
On an endless sea, deep in the night, when needed most, unsure you cannot be. Beneath the sighs of the widening skies, gray idleness would break. But just the scent, a gentle wind, delayed the coming rain. So how could you stand? How could you stand it? How could you stand it if the storms never came? Countryside and live among the green, beside the fire, the sweeter life, and all the while we'll sing. And plant and roast the fruit you want, train hands to push the clay, and pull in close, you feed the ones you don't want far away. But how could you stand? How could you stand it? How could you stand it if the storms never came?
You're listening to BBC World Service on Fishhead Radio, KFSK, Petersburg.